Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
to worship at your feet. We bow with the angels to worship at your feet, and we sing glory, glory. We sing glory to the Lamb of God, and we sing glory, glory. Join.
We enjoy the host of heaven to worship at your feet.
We
to
answer forever.
Forever.
And ever.
Panda, Ilana Mahasikata. Yes, His glory is everywhere. Era Toko Undashaya.
We sing forever.
Everybody.
And we sing.
Worship Him. Replace every question with worship today. Replace every question with worship. It's transcendent worship. When we go for healing meetings, we receive healing. When we come for worship meetings, we worship Him. When you go for prayer meetings, you are going with the intention to pray. When you go for crusade, you are going for crusade. But when you come for a worship meeting, you come with the attitude of worship. Lift your hands to Him. Give Him your best worship. Give Him your best worship. Go ahead and worship Him. Don't ask questions. Forget about the challenges. Replace it with worship. Stop asking where will I get my house rent from. Replace it with worship today. Replace every question with worship. When you worship Him, you see His glory. When you worship Him, you see His beauty.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
you have overcome, can I see you lift your hand?
Yes, from God is enough.
matter what I see.
You are my strength, oh God. You are my joy. The essence of my life is you. Everybody may give you a no, but when yes from God defeats every no, when yes is enough.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning. Hallelujah, just to start a new week. We thank God for waking us up this morning. We thank God for the breath that we breathe that is His. We bless the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised and glorified and honored. We thank God for His grace, His amazing grace. Hallelujah. Let us read Psalm 27 this morning in the name of Jesus, and then we will get into prayers. Welcome. Good morning to each and every one of you this morning. In Jesus' name, I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell, and horse should encamp against me. My heart shall not fear, no war should rise against me. In this will I be covenant. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. But in the time of trouble, He will hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of the tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Sing ye, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Yea, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When I said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, but not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Lead me not neither forsake me. O God of my salvation, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breath of cruelty. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall spend thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Oria masanderia kurumaseteria kurumasete. Ye kurumaseteria 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 karamase. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in a court is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in a tent of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. God, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Psalm 45, verse 2, Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40, Jesus, we thank you for your grace and the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, dwell among us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ. According to John 1:14-16, Father, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 11:23, Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. And with great power, give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon all them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let us walk in your grace, for signs and wonders will be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God through the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:15. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we sin not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, workers for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake, yet through his poverty, we might be rich. God, give us a focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your grace, your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 4:10. Lord, let us find grace in our time of need. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of our Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, according to Galatians 6:18. In the name of Jesus, grace, 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 O God. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in the spiritual souls, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Thank you for your grace in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to the throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God, our sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. In the name of Jesus, we have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory, and we cry out to you for mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. Lord, your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. Be merciful, O God. Have mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us of everything that we have done that's not pleasing to you. O God, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses, our husbands, and our wives. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you. Salvation, grace, and power of the finished works of the cross. Lord, we thank you for Calvary. We bless you for your blood that was shed in the name of Jesus Christ. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of the fathers with the trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, I have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then the uncircumcised heart be humble, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. I will remember the land. Lord, we bless you for the atonement power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Christ, for you became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangeth from a tree. Lord, we take the blood of Jesus Christ and release it like a tsunami tidal wave going through our bloodline from now all the way back to Adam and Eve to close every doorway at the point of entry, every evil negative doorway at the point of entry and the point of exit in the name of Jesus. Lord, close every evil negative door in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, any evil negative portal that allowing the enemy to come into our lives, we close those doors down and we seal them with the blood of Jesus. And everything in our lives that does not belong in our lives, we ask you, Lord, to uproot it right now. Uproot those things out of our lives right now in the name of Jesus by the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Jesus, we take your precious blood. We apply it over the lintel and the doorpost of our homes. We apply it over the doorpost and lintel of our business, our ministry, our family, our health, and our finances in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. According to Exodus 12:7, and the Lord and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and a plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt, according to Exodus 12:13. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over our lives as the destroyer is released to slay every Pharaoh, It is the Jethro horse that is over our lives that has made an alliance of our ancestral spirits to keep us in physical, spiritual, mental, and financial bondage. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:23. Lord, send us the strength to hunt thy capture and bind in everlasting chains. Made out of the blood of Jesus Christ, every evil spirit, python spirit, dark angels, and ancestral spirits that is operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial oppression against us from the second heavens. In the name of Jesus, according to 2 Peter 2:4. Lord, we ask you to release your holy warrior angels with swords, chains, battle axes, and battering rams, form and fashion out of the blood of Jesus Christ to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, and barricade that has been constructed in the second heavens to stop, block, and hinder, delay every blessing and promise that God has ordained for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 10:4, Lord, have your holy angels to mount up with weapons of war, fashioned of the blood of Jesus Christ, to fight against every works of witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, astral projections, Jezebelic prayers, and psychic meditations that were set in the night season. God, send your holy angel after the order of Sesra in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 5:20. Lord, we ask you to release angels, holy angels, that are bound to hunt down, and bind the everlasting chains, made out of the blood of Jesus Christ. Every spirit, spouse, marriage, breaking spirit, spirits of infirmity, spirits of premature death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses, hexes, vexes, and the sins of our fathers, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our oppressors that have taken up arms against us be drowned in the Red Sea as the Egyptians. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ flow like a tsunami tidal wave into the second heavens to destroy every astral altar, pot control, and all curses, hexes, contrasts, and spells that have been in the heavens around our star, around our children's star, around our spouse's star. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind in everlasting chains all the spiritual attendants and guides and spies in the blood of Jesus. Lord, release the fear of the Lord in the blood of Jesus against all of our enemies, the seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies, enemies of our children, in the name of Jesus. We command, God, we command your holy archers to send arrows made out of the blood of Jesus into the hearts of our enemies, into the souls of the spirits. To have someone to bring oppression upon our health, finances, and family. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus Christ rain down on everything that is connected to our lives. Lord, rain down the blood of Jesus on every work of spiritual oppression that the enemy has planted in the heavens and earth against our bloodline. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12, Lord, let the blood of the Lamb rain down like in the days of Noah. Upon every stronghold and snare that the enemy has hidden, God, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down and drown every secret counsel of the wicked in the heavens and in the earth, in the high places, and in the realm of astral projections that is seeking after our soul in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Genesis 7:12, Lord, release the blood of Jesus Christ to bind up and choke every fight in the strong man. Holy Ghost, choke him until he coughs up what he has stolen. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Mark 3:27, Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our bloodline to close up every open door caused by the curse of illegitimacy. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins to destroy every bloodline curse, sickness, and disease that is hereditary or planted through witchcraft. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ be ejected into our bloodline and veins to restore us to divine health. In the name of Jesus, purge us with hyssop. Purge us with the blood of Jesus so we can be clean. Wash us so we can be whiter than snow. God, wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all filthiness. And Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you. We bless your name this morning. We ask you, Lord, to give ear to our words, O Lord. Consider our meditation, hearken unto the voice of our cry. Our King and our God, for unto thee will we pray. Our voices shall I hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will we direct our prayer unto thee. And Lord, we will look up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command the morning and the spring and the day spring to know its place, to rip up from the top to the bottom and destroy every invisible barrier of wickedness released from the second heavens that is stopping, blocking, and delaying the release of our blessings that God has ordained for our lives. We command the morning, according to Job 28:12-13, to smash and destroy every font, every culture that has our name and our family's entire bloodline written on it in the name of Jesus. We command the morning to take the holy acts of God and to cut off the heads of every python every evil serpent has initiated, and release commands to program shift his grace and poverty over our lives and into our future in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning, the day spring, the sun, the moon, and the stars to take the holy acts of God, to continually chop up and destroy every three-fourth cord of mammoth, poverty, and fear over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 15:14. Lord, annihilate them by fire, according to Genesis 19:24-27. We command the morning, destroy every power that is used to delay our success, and the day spring to know its place, to cancel and destroy every power assigned to stop our success in the name of Jesus. We command the day spring to know its place, to frustrate, shake, and release confusion upon all the works of wickedness and every work of confederation of every person, releasing demons and evil spirits sent to delay our blessings. Blessings, God, we command the morning to break and release us, to erase, blot out, and remove our names with the blood of Jesus Christ from the book of poverty, sickness, defeat, stagnation, and shame in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning to close every door at the point of entry, to bind and lock up in fetters and chains every python, every evil spirit and demon release that has come through our bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the day spring to know its place, to bind up every strong man, every spirit help, every spirit guide, and to spoil their goods according to Mark 3:27, Numbers 14:9, and Psalm 68:17. We command the day spring to know its place, to shake our wickedness from the ends of the earth that have been frustrating and hindering our blessings. We command the sun, the moon, and the stars to send fire to destroy every curse, every hidden curse, to destroy every curse. Holy fire, destroy every curse, every hidden curse, every stubborn curse, every iron-like curse, and every witchcraft, every juju. We release all the warrior angels with everlasting chains of darkness, every demon, every evil angels that have been sent to hinder, stagnate, sabotage, and to paralyze our breakthroughs in our health, prosperity, and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. According to 2 Peter 2:4, Job 14:17, Psalm 103:20, and Matthew 13:41-42. Lord, we command the morning, according to Job 38:12-13, and the day speak to know its place, to break and return every curse of every sort, level, order, rank, and time, and place, and turn it into a blessing, according to Nehemiah 12:2, 2 Kings 2:20-22. We command the morning to bring healing and restoration to the foundations of our lives. We command the day spring to know its place, to pour out salt from the third heaven, salt from the throne room of God, to dissolve every curse of our mind, body, spirit, soul, and bloodline in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus, O God. Lord, open up the heavens. Pour out the blessings of the Lord, which maketh rich and added no sorrow. Lord, we repent for every disobedience that have brought blockages in our lives. God, cause the day spring to know its place, to bring the healing salt of heaven into the foundation. of our lives. We command the morning to stop, block, reverse, and return every form of excess, vexes, several curses, hidden curses, chants, meditation, sorcery, incantation, conjuration, hoodoo, voodoo, charismatic witchcraft, and homemade witchcraft sent at us in the night seasons. Lord, paralyze, surrender every satanic plot, plot purpose, and strategy, null and void, according to Isaiah 19:14-16 and Psalm 7:9. Lord, overturn and return and seal every spiritual effect into the very bowels of the senders in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 109:17-19, Psalm 79:12, 1 Kings 2:44. We command the morning, the sun, the moon, and the stars to lock up and erase with the blood of Jesus Christ every witchcraft and handwriting and ordinance of every sort, level, order, rank, time that have brought stagnation and limitations into our lives, according to Isaiah 44:25. We command fire, the Holy Ghost fire, to destroy these invisible barriers in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Jeremiah 49:27. Jeremiah 50:15. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou our arm every morning, our salvation in the time of trouble. We command the morning to locate and send fire from the throne room of God to destroy every satanic altar, every astral altar that is in the second heavens, in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning to destroy every curse, every hidden curse that have been planted and programmed on these altars in the heavens, in the name of Jesus Christ. We curse the power, wisdom, and success of every satanic prophecy, every satanic chant, every satanic thought, meditation, and ritual in the name of Jesus, like Jesus cursed them. According to Mark 11:14-20, we command the dead spirit to know its place and shake wickedness out of the heavens from the ends of the earth. And God send a blast from the breath of their nostrils. According to Job 4:8-9, we command the morning to reject every iron like 3-4 core curses of sickness, poverty, stagnation, and procrastination, backwardness, and stillness that have been planted in the heavens, according to Judges 6:12, Nehemiah 13:2, 2 Kings 2:20-22. We command the morning to release the whirlwind of the Lord and the fear and fierce anger of the Lord, according to Jeremiah 30:22-24, to execute his judgment and the intents of his heart. We command the morning and the days bring to know its place to deprogram, call up, reject, cancel, veto, make null and void all wickedness that was programmed in the heavens against our stars, against our children's stars, against our spouses' stars, against our grandchildren's stars, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the night season, and to release the blessings. Almighty God, release the blessings, abundance and grace and favor of Almighty God on our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning, the cause to come down from you, the rain, the former rain, the latter rain in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the farmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord our God. We command the morning in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and the day spring to know his place, to locate, uncover, and discover, revive, and make alive all hidden and buried potentials caused by unforeseen circumstances throughout our lives. In the name of Jesus, we speak life to every gift. We speak life to every talent. We speak life to every godly prophecy. We speak life to every godly promise that God has ordained for our lives. Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We praise your name. Thank you for the transition in our lives. According to Genesis 39:2-3, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name, O God. We say thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God. O Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus, and our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to send your holy angels to be with us 24/7, guiding us and protecting us and doing your bidding in our lives. Holy angels, leaders of angels that are assigned to us, oh God, let them be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our children and grandchildren. Be a wall of fire around our siblings, sisters, and brothers. Be a wall of fire around our nieces and nephews. Be a wall of fire around, oh God, us, oh God. Be a wall of fire around our husbands and our wives, our parents. Be a wall of fire around us, Almighty God, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need a fresh oil. We need a fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, oh God. Pour upon us the oil, your fresh oil. Refresh us in the spirit. Refresh us in our minds and our bodies in the name of Jesus. We need refreshing. We need revival of our spirit, revival of our soul, revival. Revive our works, oh God, your works, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Empower us to do your will. Empower us to pray without ceasing. Empower us, oh God. We need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to do your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Without you, Lord, we cannot do nothing. Without you, Lord, we will fail in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we need your strength. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, oh God. We are weak, Almighty God, but you are strong, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yekuria Sanderiakum. Yekuria Sitiriakuriamastam. Yekuria Masteriakuriamastam. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning, we lift up our children, oh God. We lift up our grandchildren, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every one under the sound of our voice, Father God, I lift up their children, their grandchildren, those that are connected to them, oh God. As we begin this week tomorrow, we're fasting, we're praying, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the enemy cannot touch our children. Oria Sante, their body, souls, and spirit belong to Jesus. We cover the spirit of the blood of Jesus, their souls and their bodies of the blood of Jesus. Yekuria Moso Do, can perfect all that concerns their lives in the name of Jesus. Every pit, every hole, dug for them, O God. Those who have dug pit and holes for our children and grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, let them fall into the pit of destruction in the name of Jesus. Father, your word said, because he loves his face, the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Psalm 91, 14 to 15. Lord, we ask that you will rescue, that you will guide and protect our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Answer them when they call on you, O God. Be with them in the times of trouble. We thank you, Lord, that your plans for them are good and not for that and not for harm. Guard them, O God. Protect them. Cover them, O God, in your blood. Cover them with your favor as a shield, according to Psalm 5, verse 12. Father God, you said in your word, according to Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything You do flow from it. Lord, we ask that you will guard our children's heart, that you will give them wisdom and directions in their lives. Guard their minds, their wills and emotions, and may everything that flows from their heart be good, holy, and pure. In the name of Jesus, we come against every evil, negative influence that is influencing our children from the schools. In the name of Jesus, our family, in the name of, we silence the voice of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, and superimpose God's holy word, God's voice will speak for on behalf of our children. Jesus' blood will speak on behalf of our children, the next generation. For you said in your word, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus Christ to die for our behalf, to die on behalf of our children. May our children choose to accept Jesus into their lives. We claim salvation for our children. Let them receive Jesus. Let them receive Jesus in their lives, in their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, at the end of it all, they may spend eternity with you. Help them to love and serve you in all the days of their lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for our children to be obedient. Your word says, honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. According to Exodus 12, teach our children the powerful gift and blessings of obedience. Help them to understand that when they obey us as parents, that they are truly obeying and submitting to you. Help them to honor you by walking in obedience to you. May they live a long, fulfilled life in the name of Jesus. Father, this is the first commandment with a promise. Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land of the Lord your God that God has given you, O God. Let our children be obedient, O God. Our grandchildren be obedient to their parents, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we pray for their relationships, O God. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Psalm 133:1. Lord, may our children flourish in their relationships with friends and family and help them to seek to live together in complete unity as the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come against every unwanted, every friendship that is not of God. In the name of Jesus, we separate our children from every form of friendship that is not of you, Lord. Separate them, O God, and surround our children with godly relationship, godly friendship, O God. Give them friends who will support, encourage, and spur them on towards love and good deeds. According to Hebrews 10:24, in the name of Jesus, O God, give them positive friendship, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, you said we pray, O God, according to Proverbs 3:7-8, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Proverbs 3:7-8. Lord, please protect our children's health. Grant them nourishment and daily provision in their bodies. Give them the strength they need to approach each day with the power of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Proverbs 1:5. Father, we pray for our children to excel in school. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the spirit of excellence to rest upon them, O God. We pray for that they will be motivated also and do the work in the spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus, O God. Lord, give our children discernment. May they gain wisdom to add to their learning. Give them a hunger and thirst to understand your word and a desire to learn upon the world around them. Help them always to know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of you is true and understanding. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, there are many different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distribute them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord, according to 1 Corinthians 12:4-5. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we you that you have given each of our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren unique gifts, skills, and talents that they may use for your glory. Help us as parents and grandparents and great-grandparents to encourage our children in their gifts so that they can use their gifts and talents to build up and edify those around them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, oh God, that you sanctify our children. You separate them from the power of darkness. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, any person, oh God, running behind my children to destroy their life and destiny, let your righteous judgment fall upon them. In the name of Jesus. And the satanic decree, Lord, we cast up to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives, for the lives of our children, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father God, keep these children covered with the blood of Jesus. Keep them covered, oh God. Keep them covered, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, release your kingdom blessings upon them. In the name of Jesus, let our children grow in wisdom, stature, oh God, and favor with you and with men. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, release an overflow of blessing from your kingdom, oh God, upon each and every one of their lives, oh God. Let them see the tangible blessings, oh God, and glorify your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. You stirred up death, we bind you. We will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Our children will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Let the light of God shine upon them. Glorify yourself, Almighty God. We thank you this morning for this prayer. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. We seal this prayer through the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Join me to say the Lord's Prayer one more time. We're going to say it two more times so it can be three. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but Almighty God, deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. The third and the last time, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into them, deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, and thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a blessed week. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.